Hello, hello, hello. This is Omani Harrell, PEP, Pep, People Empower Purpose Podcast. Hey guys, yes, yes, yes. It's a new day. It's a new time to get it right, a new chance to get it where it needs to be. It's a new year in the name of Jesus, a new decade. My goodness, we've done it, guys. We've made it. We went through the pressing, the stretching, the I don't want to do it. And God, why is this doing happening to me? Yes, we have did all those things. And even when we felt like we couldn't do it, God put us through that next step and let us be able to step over to the new. Well, it is the new. It is the new. If you know anything about me, and if you've heard anything, if you listen to any of my other podcasts, you know that we have already been in the Hebrew calendar, and we have already been with biblical scripture the new year already as of September. So because of that, we are already in pressing. As people talk about, you know, resolutions and things of that nature for the new year, I don't believe in those things. I think that we need to do new no matter what. We need to shift and do those things. Well, guys, you are now walking, and I'm talking fast because I'm so excited. You are now walking in the truth, your truth, God's truth. We are the only way that God, you know, people talk about doing in, you know, walking in the new. This is the new you. No, this is the true you. In quotations, patent pending. Yes, it is the true you. God is loving who you are. God is walking with you. You're understanding things. You're realizing that, okay, this has to happen. This stretching has to manifest. Oh my goodness. Had I known those things back in the day, I wouldn't be sitting here going through these changes. Yes, people have left us and closed their eyes and went into their physical rest. We're going to call it what it is. They have gone into their transition. Yes, we have lost some people along the way, and we have gained new friendships, new ideas, new innovations just around the corner from 2019. 2019 was nasty. 2019 was rude. 2019 was disrespectful. Yes, it was, but it had to come to pass. Let me say that again. 2019 was rude. 2019 was nasty. And yes, 2019 was disrespectful, but it had to come to pass. We had to go through the stretching. We had to go through the unveiling. We had to go through the revelation. We had to be exposed, because God had to expose some things of us. God had to, yes, okay, we always say, well, we expose the enemy. This is exposure. Yes, if you heard anything and you listen to any of the things that I've said, it is about exposure. But guys, in order for God to do what he has to do for us to grow spiritually, he has to expose us too. And in 2019, we have saw us in our rawness, and we have matured, because what we thought we was going to get in 2019, we are supposed to receive now, because now, like I said before, you're ready. God is ready to bestow the anointing, the authority, the strength. We are walking in our spiritual strength now. We had to go through a conditioning, just like we do when, you know, if you already know I'm four Marines. So there was a physical toughness that we had to have. You had to go through what we call physical training. But well, guys, we went through spiritual training, and this thing nobody could explain, only but God. Those things had to be downloaded to us by the Father, straight from his throne, from the living waters himself, from the consuming fire himself. How is it? And I sit here sometimes thinking about that. My Father is the consuming fire, but he's also the living waters. He burns us and purifies us and kills all the dead. And he pours his love and like water, and lets it nourish us and fill us and give us strength. That's what he's about. So if you don't know anything about this year, just know, guys, it is for us. The wait has come, and we are postured now to wait. But when we wait in 2020, it is not this wait, well, I'm going to sit and wait. This thing is going to move expeditiously. We are moving ever so fastly. And it's never been done to this speed before. Yes, as the word of God said, there's nothing new under the sun. However, with us, this thing is new. This thing is moving. And he is about to manifest like never before. He is about to show his children off. He's so proud of us. We have done good last year. We have went through the pressing. Yes, we have. We have dealt with those things that people don't want to deal with. We've dealt with the melancholy, the heaviness. We've dealt with the depression. Yes, we have. We've dealt with not liking ourselves. We've dealt with not liking you. Hello. We dealt with not liking people and dealing with their issues. But we have understood that we have to develop a strength, a fitness of strength, of spiritual strength to walk through with these people. Some people didn't come with us. Some people didn't make it. Some people had to be cut off. We are like a tree with the branches, and they're beautiful branches. And now it is springtime, ready. And I know y'all might not see it just yet, but it's springtime and we are sprouting. Our seeds are coming out. The greenery is coming back to our tree and the roots are being taken rooted in the new ground, the fertile ground, the only ground that can be manifested, and that is his love. Our daddy walks in unconditional love, true unconditional love. And that is where we have to posture ourselves. It's not about feeling. It's not about how you feel about this thing. It is about God. And God, yes, he is a feeler. He has to feel. But he is unconditional. And everything he does, every sect of instrument, of knowledge, of walking, of processes, he is unconditional. This is given to us by his love. It says in the word of God, God corrects those whom he loves. So receive the correction. Understand that it had to manifest. You had to be corrected. You had to be set aside. Set apart, set right in front. And when people say I was set aside or I'm set apart, you're set actually in front, depending on which way you look. Because if you look to the left, you're really sitting in the front. When you look to the right, you're really sitting in the front. But when you truly look at him, you at his feet. He brought you to his feet. He brought us to his feet so he can hear us while he sits on the throne. Let's continue to press. Let's continue to modify ourselves and let's continue to develop in the things of his glory. Because when it goes down to it, when it's really, to be honest, it's all about his glory. It's all about his glory. The fact that he put you low and now he's about to sit you up high is not because of you. Yeah, you did the work. Let me make this clear. Yeah, you did the work, but it's about his glory. You are a testament to his love, his unconditional love. Yeah, we didn't come out of this thing. We went through some things. We had some setbacks, financial issues, things that are not where, you know, Dad, you working here and you're doing good. How come you having issues over here? Because God had to expose everything. Well, how is it that you're doing good, but your health is failing? God had to expose everything. I say it like that for a reason. He had to expose, and he continually has to expose everything, because there will be nothing that the enemy can come back and pull and show in your face that you did this and you did that and make you run and embarrassed. There is nothing that he's going to have in his hand that you don't already have exposed yourself. Think about that. See, the only thing the enemy truly has is your past. So he thinks, right? So in that process, God has to expose everything in order for it to be plain and let people see the true you, not the new you. Let me go back. Not the new you, the true you. The new you is a facsimile of what you really aren't. The true you is, look, take me as I am. I might not look the same way I did 20 years ago. My body might not move as fast as it did, but it is in condition for my process in my situation. I have been prepared for everything, and I'm talking about me. I might not be like they say in the South, a spring chicken. I might have gained a couple of pounds, but I am conditioned for my process, for the manifestation of his glory. Because I've went and I did the work. This work that we have done, guys, is not in vain. It is for his glory. For your glory. Yes. I will do anything just to see you and to call you as my king. For your glory. That's it. For your glory, oh God, for your glory. That's what it's about. And that's the only thing it's about, for his glory. Once we posture and lay low and sit under his feet, everything will come into pass in manifestation. Let's stay there, guys. Let's stay there. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People and Power Purpose Podcast. I'll talk to you soon, guys. Bye. Hello, hello, hello. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People and Power Purpose Podcast. Yes, it is a lovely evening. It is chilly outside. I don't consider this really cold, but it's chilly. I'm from up north, so this is not really, really cold. When you get down to the bone chilling cold, then that's when I'll say it's cold, but my hands and my feet aren't cold yet. So anyway, let's talk about maturity, mature things of God, being spiritually mature, the process of maturity. A lot of us think that maturity comes with age, when in reality, maturity comes with understanding. Maturity is truly when we deal with how we deal with our experiences, how we process them, how we coexist with relationships and others, how we handle pressure, and how we deal with our emotions in either setting them aside or processing them through with a decision that we make. Now, most of you know, if you've listened to any of my podcasts, and if you know me personally, you know I have a saying where I say you cannot make a decisive decision in an emotional state. So that's part of being mature in itself. I was having a conversation earlier today, and it was more about communication and things of that nature and how we as people deal with certain issues, and how some of us have a tendency to, for some, feel as though it doesn't seem like it's in sincerity there. Anytime you really deal with reconciliation and, you know, you're remorseful and things of that nature, a lot of people, you know, don't understand that sometimes when you're tearing up, it's, you know, when you don't tear up, it's really not that I don't care. It's just that God has already dealt with me in the process. And you are understanding and seeing now the manifestation of my maturity, being able to bring this issue to you and reconciling with you. I say that is because sometimes when we have issues, the issue becomes a thing where the forgiveness is no longer there, and that becomes immaturity, because I want you to feel the way I felt, and when you hurt me, I want you to feel the pain that I've went through. The pain is already there, and a lot of people get frustrated, like, well, why is he or she upset still? I mean, I've apologized, and now you're trying to keep this over me like it's like, you know, we can't get past it. And it frustrates me. It frustrates the person that you're inflicting the pain to. And it also, you know, causes communication issues. And, you know, you don't care about how I feel because you're